Kentucky goes on the road and beats the Auburn Tigers. Everybody on the College Game Day crew didn't give Kentucky a chance, but these players said, I don't care, and they win this game. We'll talk about that and preview the LSU game coming up right here on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Wildcats Today, joined as always by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, I know you're doing really well. Tell the people how you're feeling.
I'm feeling wonderful. I after the biggest win on the season so far, it's a great, great time to be a Wildcat. And how'd you enjoy your time down at the Plains?
It was fun. It was a good time, you know, and we're going to talk about the atmosphere. I'll tell you the, you know, and we'll get into this, but like, I don't think I got to fully experience. I would love to go back there when they're not playing Kentucky so that like, I don't, you know what I mean? You can kind of like root for Auburn almost if they're not playing Kentucky, because I'd love to see that atmosphere legitimate. Kentucky never let those fans get into the game. Every time that Auburn almost got into the game, Reeves got a bucket, and that'll be a theme for today. We'll get into that. But Carson, the people want to know. There's been rumors that you're going to be in Nashville and you plan to ride a mechanical bull. And I just want to hear, like, can you confirm that for the listeners here at Wildcats Today?
Well, before we got on here, I thought it was actually you that was the one that was supposed to be riding the mechanical bull. And I know all the Wildcats Today listeners would love to see Luke Combs on a mechanical bull.
Never hurt this guy's heart. But you know what? I will do that. I will also sing Two Dozen Roses at a local karaoke bar and line dance somewhere. That is all on the docket on top of Kentucky winning an SEC championship. But now let's talk a little hoop, Carson. So Kentucky wins this game 70-59 in a game. Like I said, I'm going to be honest with you, and I know you predicted, Carson, which we'll get into that. I didn't think Kentucky was going to win this game. I didn't, you know, and I'm so happy I was wrong. Kentucky wins this one by 11 points. I mean, I thought if they were going to win, it was going to be tight. I mean, they just never, like you said, let the crowd get into it. They stopped Broome and Jalen Williams, which Williams did go down with an injury. So best wishes to him. I hope he's doing okay. They never let Auburn's two best players really get all that involved. I mean, Kentucky did exactly what they needed to do. And defense, it was incredible. Two games. Carson, break down this game. What'd you like? What'd you think about it?
Yeah, so previously when we were talking about the game, before the game, I kind of said that you really need to put an emphasis on stopping Broome and Williams. And the two of those guys combined had 18 points. And so I think that was a huge point into where we let up under 60 points. And I think that had a crucial part in it. But you hate to see the Williams kid go down with an injury. That was a crazy play. He was going for something spectacular there, and it was a really rough fall. It was tough to watch, but I hope that kid heals. And
it sounds like it's not an ACL tear. I saw that. I think that Auburn might get him back, but like I think it would be like in March. I don't think it would be like soon, but good for him. I thought it was an ACL tear, so good for him
because he didn't look good.
No, but go ahead.
Yeah. So in this game, you know, I picked the Cats. I wasn't feeling great about my pick, but I believe in the fact that I think Coach Cal and Kentucky normally, if you looked in previous years, we're really good when our backs are against the wall. And I think this game was I don't want to say a season like ender if you lose, because it was probably your hardest game on the schedule all season long. But to fight and to battle and win this game in the style that you want it was a huge, huge reason why I think this team can – I honestly still believe they can win the national championship. Because if you play defense like that against a top 10 KenPom team, then you're going to be able to compete with the best of the best. And to hold Auburn under 60 points in their home arena with everything built up like that and to never let the crowd even get into the game was huge.
Yeah, I mean, like, the anticipation, I went to, they called it Pearlville. And it's where all those students camp out. And it was, I mean, I was like, you know, my confidence level went from here to here when I saw, you know, how many people there were. I'm like, oh goodness, this is going to be ugly. They're not losing this game. You know, I really felt that way. So, I mean, I just think, you know, Kentucky said, they went out there and they said, I don't give a crap. We're going to win this game. That's what they said. And you know, after the game, Hugo and Reeves went in front of the media and they were asked, like, you know, what was the mentality? Nobody thought y'all were going to win this game. And they were like, we did, you know, we didn't care what anybody, we don't care what anybody has to say. We know what we can do. And they went and did it. And that, to me, this win over Auburn is going to be massive for Kentucky when it comes to seeding, when it comes to could they work their way into a top four seed in the SEC tournament. You never know. Alabama could come crashing down. You beat Tennessee, and you could maybe win the SEC regular season title. A lot's back in play because of this win. And what I love, like I said, the backs to the wall thing is so true. I mean, this team, they said, we're going to win this game. I really think that they probably sat down and said, we're not losing this one, guys. We're just not. And they played hard defense, and they won the game. That's back-to-back great defensive games. I mean, if Kentucky defends like they did against Ole Miss and Auburn, they can win a national championship. They can. Because here's the deal. The KenPom, Kentucky's up to 81 in defense. They were like in the 100s when that game. So do the math on that. If they keep playing good defense, like if this becomes a trend, you give me six more games of good defense, I think they could be a top 40 team in KenPom come the NCAA tournament, knowing that like you moved up 25-ish spots just from two good games. So if you keep playing good defense, this team it can make a run. And then the last thing, Carson, and I'll let you talk more about this and expand, but I mean, peaking at the right time is everything in basketball. I think that there's really good team. I mean, here's the deal. There's teams that if you played a national championship or you started the tournament a week ago, 2 weeks ago, or tomorrow could win it that won't win it in a month, you know? I think Kentucky's that team there. We're going like this. We're going, you know, we're moving in the right direction. We're not quite there yet, but they're moving in the right direction. They're on an upward slope. They're not flatlining. They're not going down. They're on an upward slope. And I think this team is going to peak at the right time. I really do. I'm now back on that this team can make a run train.
Well, yeah. So I think in this game and hopefully in the future, but I thought that even the players who didn't give you so much offensively played really, really good on the defensive end. Like Justin and DJ, even though they did not have the best offensive games, I thought they provided a whole lot of spark defensively and had a big reason why that Auburn didn't shoot good. And then, of course, you have Hugo going out there. And that kid played 36 minutes. I mean, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. That kid's just getting better and better every game and providing great defense. And that's a main reason to why Auburn had to settle for a lot of long twos. You saw that in that game. And most of them were, like, kind of off balance, too. So they were never really great shots. I mean, they did get a couple open looks that they missed, but – other than that, I think we played really, really good defensively. And you saw the defense extend a little bit. So you'd see Reed pick up the ball like 25 feet away from the basket instead of letting the player come down and get into where he wants to be. And so you kind of saw Auburn, they were a little unprepared for that. And so I think all of that combined led to a great defensive performance. And then, of course, we have to talk about Mr. Adu Thierro.
Incredible.
I think Adu can be the best player on this team. Mm-hmm. I know that's a crazy statement. I think all around he can be the best player on this team. When you think about how he can get to the basket, he impacts. He's probably our best defensive player too. Mm-hmm. He gets to the basket. He makes his free throws when he gets to the free throw line, and boy, can he jump! I mean, he gets rebounds. He dunked on that one dude. That one-handed dunk, I mean, that was incredible. So,
yeah, that was. I think that he could have, like, sat on the rim. Like, he was like
– Yeah. His head was eye level with the rim. So, and then also Mr. Iceman, Antonio Reeves, every time Auburn had a chance to get close in the game, he would give him a bucket. So, I think we're moving in the right direction right now, and it's really good to see.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I agree with you. And I think that – that is so huge when you play. Now, listen, once again, road games aren't going to be a thing for that much longer because, you know, we're going to get into postseason play. But when you have a guy who the arena gets loud and he just says, yeah, I'm going to go score real quick. It is so crucial. It'll be crucial when we get to breaking down this LSU game. Every time you kind of went, uh-oh, this arena is getting loud. You can feel it a little bit. Antonio Reeves' basket. I think it was like from that like 13 to 8 minute mark in the second half, he did that like three or four times. Like every time they got a little momentum, he scored a basket. And most of them were twos. It wasn't like they were threes. He was getting to the rim. And then to speak on Fierro, I mean, I think he's just an incredible, incredible basketball player. Played great in this game. 6 for 6 from the free throw line, just like you said. 4 for 8 from the field. 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 14 points. Played great defense. I'm just telling you. I mean, I think that Fierro is going to be a big reason why Kentucky can go on a run. And then, you know, what's funny is the guards, I mean, really – I mean, once again, Kentucky didn't score 95 points in this game, and they didn't need to because they played good defense. But, you know, Reeves 22, Fierro 14, Rob 11. Did all 11 of those come in the first half?
From Rob?
Yeah.
I think he might have had a bucket in the second half.
I'm like 95%.
You could be right.
I'm going to pull up the stat cast because I remember writing at halftime, like a halftime notes thing, and saying he had 11 points. But I do want to add this point real quick, Carson, and get your thoughts on it. But, you know, what? One thing I think Kentucky was doing that was really smart was leaving open Auburn's not good shooters. You know, they let this kid, Chaney Johnson, he was 0-for-2 from 3. And that dude, what is he shooting on? What's he shooting on the year from 3? 17%. So I'm surprised he didn't make both of them, knowing how this year is
gone. Yeah, but, me too.
But he had a three, which why Auburn had him take that shot. Listen, they don't pay me to coach, but I do not know why they had him take that shot. I'm going to give you the Rob stats on the second half. Yeah, he did not score. He didn't attempt a field goal in the second half. He only played 6 minutes.
In this game, that honestly doesn't completely shock me, though.
Yeah, because it wasn't really a Rob game. But
yeah, I agree.
Back to kind of what I was saying with you know that Chaney Johnson kid shooting. I mean, a 17% shooter. That's a knowing your scouting report. You want to shoot it. That's one of those. If he makes it, you guard him next time. You know, but why not? Hey,
well, you remember we talked about this a couple podcasts ago when we were trying to figure out what's wrong with the defense, right?
Yeah.
So we started finally doing what I was talking about and just leaving the bad three-point shooters open so you don't get beat off the dribble. Just leave them open.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is they let that Chaney Johnson kid shoot one. It was when Auburn got it to 5. You remember this? Auburn got it to 5, and he shot that. And now if that had gone in, it'd have been – I think if that goes in, that we could be having a very different conversation because I think that arena would have blown up. But you let a guy who shouldn't be shooting that shot shoot that shot, and it was ugly. And you get the rebound, and you go. And what happened? I'm pretty sure Reeves had a bucket right there on the other end.
He did.
That's what I'm talking about. That is just knowing your scouting report. And once again, sometimes you're going to know your scouting report and a guy's going to make one that shouldn't. That's going to happen. But I'd rather that guy shoot it than the Jones kid or either the guards. That's or you know, the point guards. So I was proud of that. You know, Broome made 4 threes against South Carolina. We know that. I mean, you watch him shoot. You know they should not be going in like that. You know, let him shoot as many as he wants. He's not going to make them like this. The ugliest shot for him ever. So, you know, I think that Kentucky did what they needed to do, scouting report wise, defense wise. They scored enough. I think they came out hot early. Everything that we could have begged the Wildcats to do to win this game, they did, and that's why they won. So, I mean, Carson, I mean, I don't have a ton more thoughts on this game. You got anything else? I mean, I want to talk more about like what this means going forward, but like, you got any other just game thoughts here?
Yeah. I mean, well, I think this was a big game for Coach Cal because I think I think he really outcoached Bruce Pearl from start to finish. And yeah. we saw that. It kind of felt a lot like the Tennessee game when we lost to Tennessee, right? Yeah. It kind of felt yeah. like we got punked in that game. It felt like we punked Auburn. It felt yeah. like they couldn't do anything. It felt yeah. like that game, I always get a little nervous for you, especially big UK games. But that game, after the first little run, it never felt like we were in danger, in my opinion. Because every time that Auburn would get close, like we said, we would get a bucket to kind of silence the crowd.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? We hadn't brought this up. We only hit 4 3-pointers. Mm-hmm. We only hit 4 threes. And all those buckets that Reeves hit that were kind of quiet in the crowd, those were all like layups. So the fact that he can get to the rim at this point and do that is pretty awesome. So those are kind of the final thoughts I had. I think it was a real I just think Cal outcoached Bruce Pearl from start to finish, and that was a big game for us.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think Reeves, I mean, he's just become a three-level scorer. And I stole that. Coach Cal said that. But, I mean, watch him play. He has. He can make that little floater. He can shoot the three. We know that. And he's getting to the rim. And Cal
he's
said
such an NBA player.
He's turned himself into an NBA player. It's exactly what Coach Cal said. So – huge win. I mean, huge win. It was just really, really an exciting win for Kentucky. Turn this thing around. I just think everybody that was, you know, kind of turning into naysayers, I think you and I were starting to get a little even concerned, Carson. And I mean, these two back-to-back wins where Kentucky played well and played good defense, I am back in on this team. Because all we said, and someone commented the other day, and I'm not hating if this was your comment. I mean, but like, you know, since when did the standard become okay defense for Kentucky? That's not the standard. We don't want the defense to be okay. We, of course, want it to be elite. But with this team and the way they can score, if they just give you okay defense, they can win a national championship, in my opinion. It can't be awful.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, with how explosive the offense is, it's a top three offense in the country. So if you hold teams to 75, I think you have a good chance to win games. So,
and that's okay. That's not good. That's okay.
But you held Auburn and Ole Miss to under 70 points. You held Auburn under 60 points.
Yeah.
They were
a top 10 KenPom team. They've dropped out since. Well, obviously, yeah. It makes sense.
That's elite defense. Yeah. Between both those games, I think you have to be feeling really good about where we stand right now. And there's a bunch of statistics that prove that that teams don't really get much better throughout the year on defense. And I was listening to someone the other day talk about it, but there was really one team that did, and that was Duke a couple years ago. And the thing about them, it was the year they won the title, I think, with Okafor. Mm-hmm. And that it was because they were really young and they just had no idea what they were doing at the beginning of the year. And then they finally turned it around later in the season, which they probably shouldn't have won that championship, to be honest. You know, Frank Kaminsky kind of ruined that. So I think this team is getting better and can be a good defensive team. I know it's crazy to say, but I think this team can be good defensively. And I think a lineup that proves that, and I think a lineup that should be our starting lineup, should definitely have Ugo and Adu. Those are your two best defenders. Those are your two guys. You have to have them in there. And then you have to have Reed and Reeves in there. Yeah. I think any mixture of that, and that's your best lineup at this point.
Yeah. So I have one question for you, kind of like a big picture question, and then we'll get into LSU. When I ask you is if you got any more Auburn game thoughts, holler. But no, I mean, I'll wrap up. I just huge win. They needed it. They got it. It was a gritty win. The type of thing where it makes me feel better about playing a game like that in March. Oh, Kentucky's not going to win that game. They'll hear that. They'll listen and they'll say, watch us. So big one in my opinion. But here is my question for you, Carson. Is it time? Now, I want to check these numbers before. I want to see how many people played in this game for Kentucky. I know Z got in the game for a minute. And Z got in and immediately gave up a basket. But let me pull this up. The reason I want to ask you, because I'm going to ask you about shortening the bench. So in this game, your guys coming off the bench, Z had 1 minute where he literally walked in, gave up a layup, and then went back to the bench. Bradshaw plays 3 minutes. Jordan Burks plays 4 minutes. So basically those three guys barely were in there. And then you've got your starters, And then Dillingham plays 18. Reed plays 30 minutes. I am to the point now where I think that when Mitchell's back, assuming he's good back at some point, your bench needs to be eight players deep. It needs to be. Hugo, Thiero, DJ Wagner, Reeves. I still think Edwards, and some might say that's crazy. I think that he's still doing something.
No, I agree. I mean, if you watch the game, and I went back and watched a little bit of the tape, he played good defensively. And I know he doesn't have a lot of stats to prove that, but the way he cut off drives to the basket and prevented his guy from getting a lot of points, I just think he does provide a spark on defense that you're going to need.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm saying here. So I think I'm in on leaving. Now, I'm not saying play him 30 minutes. I'm saying play him 20 minutes, maybe 15, 16, 17. But so those guys, that starting lineup, Onyenso, Thiero, Edwards, Wagner, Reeves. I'm cool with obviously all those guys. And then Trey Mitchell, Reed, and Rob. I think those are the eight players should be playing. I don't think we should be seeing Burks and Bradshaw and Z anymore. I just don't think – I still think Z – I believe in Z for the future. And Bradshaw a little bit too, but I just think Bradshaw, Big Z gives you a higher offensive floor. I would rather see Big Z than Bradshaw if I had to pick one, because I think Big Z plays better offensively. They're both not good defenders. But I think at the end of the day, you should just shorten this bench. So what do you say about that? And then we'll break down this LSU game.
No, I agree, especially with what you said. I think that those players you named just aren't physically ready yet for especially SEC basketball. So I think that their minutes should go down. And I definitely want to shorten the bench, but at the same time, like, it's a very talented team and we're very deep. So you're going to want to cut the rotation probably to eight, like you said. But there's also going to be games where players who don't get to play all that much are going to have a chance to impact the games. Like in 2014, when we went on that run with the Harrison Twins to the title against Michigan, Marcus Lee had a huge game that game. And so he was someone who didn't get any run at all during that season, mostly because we had Randall and Willie. So he didn't see the court much. So I think having the depth there still, even though they might not get minutes, is going to be crucial when it comes down to these later games and more impactful games.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that. Are you ready to head on to this LSU game? I think I'm ready to go. So listen, y'all know me that have been listening to us now. I am quick to be concerned. Now, this is a different type of concern. I am going to predict Kentucky to win this game. I think they will, and I think they should win this game. But I think coming off of the emotional high, I think that's a serious thing. You know, you are playing LSU away from Rupp Arena. Now, you know, it's kind of funny. I mean, you could argue they've been playing better away from Rupp Arena. But
they said that. They said that they don't feel as much pressure on the road, because it is one of those things, you know, and you know it as well as I do. We're both athletes. Going and playing somewhere else, it's kind of fun. I'm for our baseball years. Not college athletes, athletes.
Yeah, but you just called us athletes.
We are athletes. Or I'm an athlete. I don't know about you.
When have we ever been athletes?
I've always been an athlete.
Okay, just because we played baseball does not make us athletes. Let's not lie to the people.
Hey, my 16 points in the rec league the other night says differently.
Okay, there he is. But you know, LSU is one of those teams. At one point, I had them kind of on that Florida level. Florida's now, I think, separated themselves where they're just a good basketball team. I mean, I think that LSU is on that kind of Texas A&M, Mississippi State, Ole Miss level. I think that, in all honesty, I would rather play LSU on the road than Texas A&M on the road, Mississippi State on the road, or Ole Miss on the road. So, you know, what I'm saying is they are not a, like, terribly awful, horrible, worst team to ever walk planet Earth team. They're okay. They just beat South Carolina in South Carolina. So both teams are coming off a bit of an emotional high. But, I mean, all I'm saying is I think this could be a 8-point. I don't see this being a 25-point Kentucky win. I think this will be a little bit tight. I do think Kentucky will win. I think that LSU's got some good players. They're ranked 78 in KenPom, 89 in offense, 85 in defense. They're ranked 88th in the net, making this a quad two game. pull up the stats. They averaged 77 points a game, 36 rebounds, 12 assists, 8.4 steals, 3.8 blocks. They turned the ball over 13 times a game, which is a little bit higher number. 46% from the field, 72% from the line, and 35.8 from deep. So, Carson, thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I would put it in the trap game category. You're coming off an emotional high, like you said, and I know they are too. So, I mean, both teams are, but it's definitely a trap game. It's what is it? Is it a 9 o'clock game?
9 o'clock game. Yeah,
those are always rough too. So it's 9 o'clock down there. I think the environment will be kind of crazy. I don't know. LSU's environment isn't top tier like a Auburn or Tennessee or Alabama, something like that. But I think they'll definitely be up for that game, and they've got a good squad. I know you Cats fans probably remember, but they have Jordan Wright over from Vanderbilt. He's a fifth-year senior. He beat us twice last year, and he was kind of the main reason why Vandy did beat us. He was on fire in both the games that they won. So you got to be able to contain him, and they have a forward that me and you were talking about.
Yeah, Will Baker. This dude. I watched him play a couple times. He can just play. I mean, he's one of those. He's just a ball player. I mean, he looks really, really good. He can move well with the basketball. He's listed at 7 foot, but he's not like a 7 footer like Z and Bradshaw. He's listed at 245, but he moves like them. So he's a good. Hugo will have his work cut out for him. So, for example, he had a rough game against South Carolina. 2 points, 16% from the field. 25 minutes, 6 rebounds. In his 4 games previous to that, 16 points, 24 points, 16 points, 25 points, and he also shoots threes. So this is a kid to monitor. He can really play. And like you said, they've got some guards who can score. So this is not a team to – don't look on to the game on Saturday against Alabama is what I'm saying. I'm saying this is a good basketball team. Kentucky should win. I know that we're both going to predict Kentucky to win here in a little bit, but that's not a game that you need to look past is what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely. And one number that you threw out there that kind of opened my eyes a little bit was the turnovers that they have. So I thought – I was like, oh, this game's going to be really tough. And now I'm kind of backing up on that thought kind of. Because if a team is going to come in here and turn it over a bunch against us, I just don't see them having a chance of winning the game.
Yeah.
Because teams that beat Kentucky, in almost every game we've lost, I think we've lost the turnover category, which means we've turned it over more than the other team. Mm-hmm. So whenever we win that category, I feel really good about our chances to win the game because those are easy buckets and our transition offense is top tier. So I think that if we can keep – If they keep turning it over like they do at that margin, I just don't see a way that they can stay in this game and win this game. Well, it might be a close game, but I just don't see them winning.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. I mean, Carson, give me MVP, give me a score prediction, and I'll give you the same and we'll get out of here.
Yeah. So I think Reed Shepard's going to win MVP. And we also didn't talk about it enough. He had 5 steals again, Andrew.
Yeah. It's incredible. We didn't bring that up. It's incredible. It's incredible. The angle I was watching the game at from the press box was like behind the basket, which is like makes it really hard to watch a basketball game. But like I'm up behind, like where you sit at the game, you're below, mm-hmm. so you can see. You know what I mean? Like the backboard is like in the way where I was sitting.
I'm
like,
yeah.
But from that angle, you can see Reed stealing the ball better than from mm-hmm. from kind of like, you know, down the side where the press box is in Rupp Arena. I mean, I could it was just really fun to watch him go and use his hands and tap the ball away. I mean, it was impressive.
Yeah, and it was crucial in the win. I mean, 5 steals is 5 extra possessions for us, so that makes and breaks a game. And if he keeps that up, he's definitely he leads the league in steals. He has to. I don't even think I have to check the stats on that, but I think I'm going to go Reed for MVP. He puts up MVP numbers almost every game, but I'm going to pick him. I'm going to pick him to win MVP this game. And I think the Cats are going to win. I think the defense continues. I think the Cats put up another good defensive performance. I think mm-hmm. Kentucky wins 85 to, I'm going to say 70. I think it's going to be a 15-point win. I think we're starting to right the ship a little bit, and to hold the team to 70 would be another good defensive performance. So I think the Cats are going to do it down in Baton Rouge.
I agree with you. I'm pulling up steal numbers. Let's see. Reed is number 8 in college basketball in steals.
Is he first in the SEC?
Yes, he's first in the SEC. Someone from FIU, Montana State, Arizona State, Penn State, McNeese, Iowa State, Merrimack are ahead of him. He's number 8.
Yeah,
25
you
games,
can probably have some steals in those leagues.
Man, this dude from FIU has 89 steals in 25 games.
That's nuts.
Compared to, and Reed has 65. That's absurd. But so there's that. Number 1 in the SEC, like you said. Let's see.
But for Reed to be doing that in the SEC, I mean, that's incredible.
Oh, yeah. And the next closest SEC player is Wade Taylor, who has 52 from Texas A&M. He has 52 steals in the season compared to 65 for Reed Sheppard. So I think he's going to win that by a handsome amount. Our score predictions, Carson, are pretty similar. I have 81 to 69. I think that you're going to see Kentucky have another good defensive performance. And I think that they're going to get back to scoring in the 80s in this game. I think, what did Kentucky score? Obviously, it was 70 against Auburn, but they didn't have 75 against Ole Miss. So I think you're going to see Kentucky get back in the 80s in this game. I think they win at 81-69. And I have DJ Wagner. I think he's going to get back to himself. He did some good things against Auburn, which we said one more bad game and we might need to start talking about DJ Wagner. Okay game. Not a great game, not a bad game. I'd love to see him have a great game because guard play wins in March. We need Rob, DJ, Reed, Reeves, all of these guys playing good basketball when March comes around. So DJ is my guy. Carson, anything else before we call it a day?
Nothing other than a huge win, and hopefully we keep righting the ship and get back to old Kentucky basketball. Keep winning.
Yep. Exactly right. If you haven't already, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. Like we always say, it really does help the show. So hit those buttons. It helps a lot. And remember, we are free and available wherever you get podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get them, we're there. So go check that out as well. But that is going to do it for today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. Carson, we will be back probably on Thursday to recap this game and preview the Alabama game. Like I said, that's going to do it for today's episode. Everybody have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the game on Wednesday, and we will see you next time.